From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Debbie Elliott is away. Jordanian officials say three non-Jordanian suicide bombers carried out the devastating attacks on hotels in Amman this week. They deny reports that a woman was involved and say they won't reveal what nationality the attackers were until an investigation is complete. But Jordan's deputy premier says investigators do believe Al-Qaeda was behind the attacks, specifically the group led by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. This could represent a significant shift in strategy by Zarqawi, who until now has largely focused attacks inside Iraq. Fawaz Gerges has just published a new book called The Far Enemy, Why Jihad Went Global. He joins us from his home in New Jersey. Welcome, Mr. Gerges.
Thank you.
I take it Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has long expressed a desire to expand his jihad. Were you surprised when he apparently succeeded this week in Jordan?
No, I was not surprised because he has been plotting to attack the Jordanian regime for the last few years. What I am surprised is that the success of Zarqawi's attack tells us that the Iraq war is spilling into neighboring Arab states, and this is a highly alarming development. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi now sends Iraqis to carry out suicide bombings in a neighboring Arab state.
So even though Jordanian officials aren't saying the nationality, you believe these attackers were probably Iraqi?
Well, all the witnesses in the hotel say that the bombers spoke with an Iraqi accent. And we know in the last 1 year or so, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi now has been developing a homegrown Iraqi base as opposed to just a foreign base. The American-led invasion and occupation of Iraq has radicalized a large segment of Sunni Arab Iraqis who are fighting under the banner of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And this is a new and serious development.
And fighting for what? I mean, if the idea of attacks in Iraq is to, you know, hit the American troops, why attack in Jordan?
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has broader goals than just to expel the Americans.
Do they want to topple the regime and the monarchy in Jordan?
Yes, they want to topple the monarchy in Jordan and establish an Islamic state in Syria, in Jordan, in Lebanon, in Saudi Arabia.
So you're saying Iraq's other neighbors should worry?
Absolutely. I think the Iraqi war now is expanding in a two-way street. On the one hand, you have Arab young men who are coming to Iraq to fight the Americans. On the other hand, you have Iraqis who are going into Arab states to fight the pro-American, pro-Western secular leaders there.
Can you give us a bit of background on Zarqawi? I mean, he was born in Jordan. How did he and his followers come to be in Iraq in the first place?
He went to Afghanistan in 1999. Then, of course, we know what happened in 2001, the American invasion of Afghanistan. He realized the place to be was Iraq, in particular in the Sunni Arab areas of Iraq. And in fact, he came to Iraq before the American-led invasion because Al-Qaeda members realized that the Americans were going to plunge head-on into Iraq, and Iraq would become the second most important base after Afghanistan, and that's exactly what happened.
So presumably Zarqawi would never have gone to Iraq if he didn't think the Americans were going there.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems to me most of the testaments we have by Al-Qaeda senior lieutenants, their goal when they attacked the United States on 9/11 was to really force the United States to lash out angrily against the Muslim community worldwide. And as Saif al-Adl, Al-Qaeda number three, said just a few months ago, he said the Americans fell into our trap.
Now, Zarqawi's group has put out statements explaining this week's attacks in Jordan by saying that they hit hotels that were favorite places for the work of the intelligence organs, the Americans, Israelis, and Western European countries. But more than half of those killed were Jordanians, and we've seen a very emotional, angry response from citizens there. I mean, isn't it likely these attacks may backfire?
The attacks have backfired. In fact, now Al-Qaeda finds itself fighting the war in the heart of the Arab and Muslim world. Yesterday, some Arab reporters went to Zarqa. Zarqa is Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's birthplace, and in fact, into his neighborhood. And some of his most loyal neighbors basically expressed outrage And they said, well, look, the attacks in Jordan were a deviation. If he really wanted Israel, he knows the way to Israel.
Fawaz Gerges teaches at Sarah Lawrence College. His most recent book is The Far Enemy, Why Jihad Went Global. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.